Hello and welcome to The Pulse, talking tech at MHC. This podcast is produced by the educational technology team at Mount Holyoke College. Our staff are on hand to help faculty and students with the major technologies used in teaching and learning here at Mount Holyoke. If you'd like to hear more about what we do or collaborate with us on a project, please reach out to our team at edtech@mtholyoke.edu. On today's episode, my colleague Annie will discuss how to take attendance in Moodle via QR code. Enjoy the show.
Did you know? Moodle offers a QR code feature that enables instructors to track the attendance of their students more efficiently. The QR code can be accessed by students via either a laptop or a mobile device, such as a smartphone or tablet, and it works well for courses of all sizes that are meeting in person, whether there are fewer than 20 students in your course or if you're teaching a group of more than 100. It is already in use in some of our introductory STEM courses on campus. If you are an instructor who would like to make use of this QR code feature when taking attendance on Moodle, you will go about setting up an attendance activity in Moodle as you might do otherwise, with one additional step to take. First, create an attendance activity with one or more sessions in it. To do this, turn on editing for your course and click on the Add an Activity or Resource button on the course section where attendance needs to be tracked. We recommend setting this up for the entire term in one go, if possible, and placing a single attendance activity with multiple sessions inside of it, close to the top of your course shell, so that it is easily accessible to everyone. But if you only collect attendance sometimes, or you have no need to track attendance over time, you can set this up as an activity on a weekly or periodic basis as well, and might add multiple attendance activities to specific sections of your Moodle course as appropriate. Either way, choose attendance from the list of activities. Select a date range for each attendance session. Usually, each is tied to a specific day and time. Once you have one or more attendance sessions set up, you can generate a unique QR code for each of them. Under the Students Recording section, click on the box that allows students to record their own attendance to generate a QR code. To generate the QR code, click on the QR code button located in the attendance session. This code can then be shared with students. If you select the Rotate QR code option, the QR code will change every 15 seconds. In class, we recommend you display the QR code on a projector or computer screen. Students can then use their personal devices to scan the QR code and mark their attendance. The sign-in page will prompt them to enter their name and indicate if they are present, absent, or late. Once the attendance session is completed, you will be able to view a summary of the session, including the number of students present, absent, and late. The attendance report can be exported in different formats, such as CSV, Excel, or PDF. We encourage you to track student attendance patterns, particularly as a means of identifying students who may require additional support. Attendance can also be a graded activity in the Moodle gradebook if it is part of your assessment plan for your course.
Hi everyone, Lindsay here with one thing you should know about LITs. In addition to books, you can borrow select technology like headphones or power cords from the circulation desk. Find out what's available through the Gadgets to Go page. Start at lits.mtholyoke.edu, scroll down to see our featured resources, and click on Gadgets to Go.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. This is Stephanie, here with the answer to our last technology trivia question and a new question to puzzle over. Our previous question was, do you know who is credited with the first published computer program? And the answer is Ada Lovelace. Our new technology trivia question is as follows. This 1948 MHC graduate developed the Formac programming language. You know her name? Tune in next time to hear the answer, along with more EdTech updates from our team. See you next time.